News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the documents seized from the office of President Donald Trump's former national security advisor.
According to court filings unsealed this week, multiple documents seized by federal agents from the office of former national security advisor John Bolton are labeled classified, confidential, and secret, and appear to be about weapons of mass destruction, national strategic communication, and the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Many of the documents contain partial or full redactions. Bolton was President Donald Trump's national security advisor during his first administration, but he served only 17 months and was ousted after clashing with Trump over Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. I'm Donna Warder.
AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the trial of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Paris court has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on one charge in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from the government of then Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy arrived at his trial accompanied by his wife, Carla Bruni Sarkozy. The court found Sarkozy guilty of criminal association in a scheme from 2005 to 2007 to finance his campaign with funds from Libya in exchange for diplomatic favors. But it cleared him of three other charges, including passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, and concealment of the embezzlement of public funds. Sarkozy can appeal the guilty verdict, which would suspend any sentence pending the appeal. I'm Karen Shamas.
Tattoo artists in South Korea will no longer need to worry about being punished for doing their jobs. That's as the country's parliament approved a landmark bill to end a requirement that anyone who gives a tattoo must have a medical license. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a pesky problem that can affect school children.
According to Google Trends, since mid-August, there have been more searches for the blood-sucking parasite lice. Lice are not associated with hygiene, disease, or economic status, and there are some suggestions for prevention.
Mint is the strongest prevention scent.
Jacob Anthon, a franchise owner of Lice Clinics of America in Houston.
Truthfully, anything that changes the scent of your scalp is actually considered a lice deterrent.
Treatments can include medication and specialists. Guidelines from the American Academy of Dermatology recommends retreating for any product that can be bought without a prescription and that no approved method can kill lice and their eggs during the first treatment. The CDC suggests machine wash and dry clothing and clean infested areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.